This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us for this time to spend with our guest from the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park, Aaron Stevenson. Aaron, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. So we are super excited to share with our listeners of Radio Reading Services some new things that have taken place at the Playhouse in the Park since what year did they renovate everything, Aaron?
We just moved in this February, basically. We were moving into our new digs there up on the hill.
That's really great. So do you want to kind of go back and share a little bit who you are and then also a little bit about the renovations that have taken place at the Playhouse?
Of course. Yeah, thank you. Well, my name is Aaron Stevenson. I am the audio and video supervisor. So I manage the sound department, any projections that we happen to have in our shows and video elements that are in our shows. And one of the things that also is sort of peripherally on my plate is helping with our programming for accessibility. So when it comes to things like our audio described performances, setting up the technology that allows a describer to transmit to our patrons who use those services.
And something that's really exciting that we can talk about off the bat is that the Playhouse, along with their renovations, has upgraded their audio description technology that they have.
Yeah, that's right. We have upgraded several elements of our accessibility technology, but most recently we received a gift to upgrade our audio description system. We had been using the same system for several decades, and it looked a bit like moon landing technology, or you know, when technology was all kind of beige for a while. We were still working with something that looked like that. So having something brand new, brand new receivers for our patrons, new earpieces, and just a new transmitter and a huge antenna to allow us to transmit to everybody is really exciting. And I think it will allow us to expand the number of patrons that we can serve with these services. Down the road, something we're working on right now is expanding so that even if we were to use the maximum number of patron receivers we had, we're working on a Wi-Fi option so patrons would be able to use an app on their phone to access our audio description as well.
Oh, that is speaking my language. Yeah. That would be absolutely amazing. So then you anyone could just come and use it and you wouldn't have to stop and get the technology. And
sure.
You know, I'm super excited. I've been using the audio description for many years. And it's just really great to have that service. But I know that it's been a challenge. You know, the audio describer sits in the very back row and has to talk super quiet so that they don't interrupt the actual flow of the play. And sometimes the receivers would be a little bit staticky and you couldn't always hear what was going on. So I'm really excited. And I know with the show Clyde's is going to be kind of the debut of the new technology.
Yeah, it's really exciting. We don't have a describer who's in the house. They actually sit in a separate room, which is sound isolated with a microphone.
Great.
And they're watching on a monitor. And so the people who are in the house won't be hearing them live in the room, you know, sort of muttering in the back of the theater. They can speak clearly into a microphone in a room that's isolated just for them. So the signal that's going out to the people using the service is really clear. And they get, because they are operating off of our monitor camera, they get kind of the best view of the stage to get a really clear idea of what to describe.
That's amazing. Now, all of the Playhouse's audio describe shows are usually it's usually on a Saturday of the run. Is it like the third Saturday of the, I know we have those dates all written down.
That's right. I think it also depends on the length of the run, but I'm pretty sure it's the third Saturday, a matinee. So for us, that falls tomorrow for Clyde's is our matinee audio description performance. And then usually the following day, we will have a sign language and ASL interpreted show as well.
Okay, that's great. So if you stay tuned to Radio Reading Services, we will be promoing each of the shows as they come along. So we'll have them on Radio Reading Services so that you'll all know when they are available. And as you probably heard, we gave away 3 pairs of tickets to Clyde's. And we gave those out last week. So congratulations to our winners. And we will continue doing that throughout the series. So stay in touch whenever you hear something through the Playhouse. Listen, because you might be able to win tickets to see the next show.
And this is such a great season. Clyde's is so good. Lynn Nottage is such an amazing playwright, a Pulitzer Prize winner. And this is, I would say, one of the plays that's on the more fun end of her writing, her canon of plays. And then following this in our Rouse Theater, we have our new version of A Christmas Carol, which has been a Cincinnati Playhouse favorite for a long time and for a lot of families. So to be able to expand our accessibility for that production, I think, is particularly exciting for a lot of us.
New version of The Christmas Carol. Should be interesting.
Yeah, we have a brand new adaptation. We're in a brand new theater, new set. It's exciting for new patrons and for old patrons, and people who've seen it before will get a whole new experience this year.
Now, Aaron, remind me, were you at the Playhouse before the renovations?
So I started a little over a year and a half ago. So I was here for the final show in the Marks.
Okay.
And then the Marks was taken down to make room for the new Rouse Theater. And as it was being built, we did a whole season off-site at several theaters around the Cincinnati area.
Now, are you able, and if I'm putting you on the spot, just tell me this. Are you able to give some description of what has actually changed with the renovations, how things, you know, have improved? Because I was speaking to someone today and they said, oh, did they just take out the seats? And I said, no, it's completely renovated. It is not the same Playhouse that it was.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you notice the renovations before you even leave your vehicle as you're coming up the hill. The space that the theater occupies is slightly different now. So there's a big, more accessible parking turnaround in front of the theater for people who have mobility issues. So they could be dropped off closer to the front door, which I think is an amazing boon for the theater and its patrons. And then we have a brand new, beautiful lobby that we've built that I think is improved flow for people to get to the theaters, to understand where they're going, to access the box office. And then once you're in the new Rouse Theater itself, it's really a different layout in terms of where the audience sits, where the action takes place. In our previous theater, the Marks, we were in a 3/4 thrust, so the audience was on 3 sides of the stage in kind of a semicircle. In the new theater, the Rouse Theater, it's more of a standard proscenium stage, something that is maybe more akin to your standard Broadway fair, where the audience is all on one side, the stage is all on the other side, so all of the action is in front of you. And then we have a balcony level for seating that's kind of a horseshoe shape as well that looks down at the stage too. But it's really a beautiful facility. There have been a lot of upgrades to our amenities, for whether it's the bathrooms, where we have new men's and women's restrooms, but we also have family and non-gendered bathrooms that are available in our lobby.
Oh, that is good to know.
Yeah, it's that's a really excellent upgrade, I think. And we have video monitors that are beautiful, and audio monitors for people who, if for whatever reason they need to leave the performance before they can get back in, they can still see the show and hear the show. Speaking as somebody who works on the production side, just the new toys that we get to play with to make the plays come to life is really exciting for me.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, and I definitely don't want to forget to I'm so thankful for the donor who provided the gift for the audio description equipment to be upgraded. I just, that's so wonderful. And I know I can speak on behalf of our listeners for that as well. We're so happy that someone valued that and wanted to make that available to individuals who experience vision loss.
I was thrilled too. After working for almost a full season with our old system and just realizing its shortcomings and its lack of kind of scalability, there was really a cap on how many people could use it. I sent an email and the response was so quick, and I'm so proud and impressed with our community that those resources were made readily available to us. That's a really cool thing. And I think it speaks volumes about our supporters and about our goals as an institution to make our theater available to everybody.
Yeah. So what is your favorite part about being at the Playhouse?
I think when I moved here, I moved here from Chicago, and where there's a really, a robust theater scene, there's a lot of support for the arts. And I think I was a little bit nervous coming to Cincinnati to see what the support, would be like. And I'm blown away. Cincinnati's art support is incredible. People really show out for our shows. We have consistently have really big, enthusiastic and vocal audiences, and not just for theater, for music and visual art, projection art, things like Blink Downtown.
Yes.
Just the support for the arts in this community is so impressive. I'm blown away by it. It's really great.
Well, I'm so glad to hear you say that, because I know sometimes it does seem a little like, oh, you came from Chicago, but Cincinnati is really amazing. And we have, so many wonderful, I'm a huge fan of the Pops and, just so many things happening around the city.
It definitely made me check my own, internalized biases when I moved here. And I'm just so thrilled to be here. And the community within the theater itself, the people I work with are tremendous. They're super talented. We consistently get really great performers in our shows and designers to come in and design our shows. So just the quality of the work too is really top notch. It's on par with cities anywhere in the world.
That's great. So is there anything that we haven't covered that you were hoping that we would have a chance to talk about today?
I would just say that, this is a really great advancement for accessibility for people who are blind or visually impaired, but we still have ambitions and goals related to access for other communities who maybe have accessibility needs, whether that be our ASL performances or, we have our eyes set toward having sensory relaxed performances in the future.
Oh, that would be great.
And my goal long term, just personally, is I would like to keep pushing and encouraging us to move toward a captioning system too for people who maybe ASL isn't the answer for them if they have deafness or hearing impairment, but another option to be able to provide access to that community would be, I think, a huge step for us as well.
Well, and I know you and I have talked about, figuring out, is there a way that we can provide access to more than just one show per play. And I know that's a lofty goal, but I just think it would be amazing. Or even in the second theater as
Yes.
Having the same audio description.
That's a great point, and I'm glad you brought it up, because when we did invest in this new system, we installed it in both theaters. And so hopefully in seasons to come, we're hoping to have that accessibility programming in terms of audio description in both theaters. So that's a conversation that's ongoing, but the technology is in place now. So we're moving in the right direction.
Yep,
exactly.
Yes. That's amazing. I just think that audio description is so important, and I know that a lot of people don't necessarily know about it. And so audio description, it's I'm not familiar. Is the new audio description receivers, is it just going to be in one ear? And so you listen to the play with the other ear?
Yeah, we have several options. One of the nice things about this new system is that all of our old headsets are still compatible. But we also invested in a large number of single ear, essentially earbuds that have a little bar that wraps around the back of your ear as well to hold it in place.
Okay.
So that you can have one ear free to listen to the acting on stage, and then another ear is tuned into your receiver to listen to the describing the action of the show.
Okay.
So you can listen to both at the same time and get the full experience.
That's great.
We also have headsets that are, stereo over-ear headphones. So people who maybe have hearing impairment who need to have the volume of the play bumped up. We also have a system that allows them called Listen Assist, which allows them to boost the level of the play. And our patrons who have T-coil enabled hearing aids, we also have a loop system, which means that if their hearing aid is set to T mode, or if it's perpetually in T-coil enabled mode, they're able to tune in their hearing aid to our Listen Assist feed as well to boost the level of the show with their hearing aid. So that's a huge bit of accessibility that is maybe a bit more invisible to the casual patron, but for people who do use hearing aids, it's something that helps tremendously with the experience.
So would it be beneficial if when someone's contacting the box office and saying they need audio description, to also say that they need the audio description with the earbud that can help if someone has difficulty and needs help with hearing aids as well?
That's right. Yeah. I think the more information that patrons can volunteer about their needs, we're more than happy to go above and beyond and provide whatever is going to make their experience better. We have a front of house staff that is very talented and well-trained and discreet, if that's the desire of the patron, to help them experience the show fully. So whether you need, a Listen Assist, a boost on the volume, and you'd like to hear it in both ears, whether you have a T-coil enabled hearing aid, whether you're visually impaired and need an audio description service, our front of house staff is so enthusiastic and compassionate about providing these services to the people who need them, so that we can have a shared experience as audience members, no matter what our accessibility needs are.
That's wonderful. And I know it's short notice because today is November 3rd and the audio description version of Clyde's is tomorrow, the 4th. So this probably won't be aired in time for Clyde's, but do you happen to know when the Christmas Carol is, Aaron? I think it is the...
Let me look and see.
Second Saturday in December.
It is December 9th.
Okay, so the Christmas Carol is December 9th at 2. So listen at Radio Reading Services or mark it on your calendar. We will be giving away 3 pairs of tickets through CABVI. But there might also be another opportunity for tickets as well that we will be promoting on Radio Reading Services. So listen, call the Playhouse and ask them if let them know you need the audio description, and they will be all ready for you. And I'm going to go see Clyde's tomorrow, and I just am looking forward to this experience. I went to a play when the Playhouse first reopened, and I didn't get to do audio description, and because I went on a Tuesday evening and had a really great time, but I'm looking forward to the new audio description technology.
Well, we're thrilled to have you. I hope that you have a great experience, and please stop by and say hi after the show.
Absolutely.
It'll be great to talk to you again.
Absolutely. We'll give you the number for the Playhouse, and the next play that will be audio described is Christmas Carol on December 9th.
And the phone number you can call is 513-421-3888.
All right. Awesome. And I look, you know, and I also just want to make a plug for the more people who come to the Audio Describe shows, the more that the Playhouse will understand how much our community really loves it and wants to have it and wants to see more shows. And we will probably be reaching out to our listeners to find out, you know, what you are looking for as listeners. You know, is the Saturday performance not, does that not always work? Or, you know, what would make our listeners want to attend an audio described play?
We're in a growth and progress mindset with this new building, and any feedback that we can get from the community as well to help us improve, we really value and cherish that feedback so that we can continue to grow our reach in terms of the patrons that we have, but also to just improve the quality of the services that we offer.
Yeah, that's really, I'm just so excited.
Me too. It's an exciting moment to be here. It's, you know, there's so much new, and I think that gave us the opportunity to just have an explosion of growth here for what we can offer.
Yeah. And there is such a large amount of shows. I'm looking forward. We just had Halloween. I'm surprised they didn't do Dracula first, like a little closer to Halloween.
Well, I think our Dracula is seductive, and so we're putting it closer to Valentine's
Day. Ooh, Valentine's Day. Ooh.
Is there something romantic about Dracula? I hope so.
I don't know. I guess we'll find out. So yeah, there's a whole season of exciting plays coming up. So contact the Playhouse, let them know what your needs are, provide some feedback. You know, if there's something that you need, let the Playhouse know that so they can help as much as they can. Well, thank you so much, Aaron, for joining me today. Is there anything else that, you know, you would like to share with our listeners? This is, you've got an open mic, so.
Yeah, I just think there's, you know, the programming at the Playhouse, we pride ourselves on having a really diverse slate of, you know, comedies, dramas, musicals, you know, huge casts, one-person shows. So there really is something for everybody. So we just really look forward to people coming out and finding what works for them, what they love, and getting new audience members in to share in the theater. It's the thing that we love, and that's why we work there. So we're excited to share that with other people.
Yeah, that's really great. Well, I know I'm excited. I'm imagining Clyde's is like a Cheers kind of a show.
It's Cheers with a pretty serious edge.
Oh, serious.
It's Cheers if everybody at the bar were ex-cons. Oh. But it's a great show. It's really funny. You'll probably leave hungry. There's a lot of talk about sandwich ingredients happening.
Oh, goodness.
It's also just a beautiful story. I think it's really uplifting and has a lot of positive messaging about what it takes to feel redeemed, what it is to live a post-carceral life, and what it means to maybe do a deal with some demons and what the repercussions are when you do that.
Wow. And I think we just don't always realize sometimes what we are going to get out of life from coming to see these plays.
Yeah, it definitely, we have people leaving elated. We have people leaving maybe frustrated with the answers that they get from the play. But also, I think that, you know, I think oftentimes the worst thing you can hear from somebody leaving the theater is, well, what do you want to eat? You know, I would so much rather have people engaging in conversation after the show about what about the play spoke to them and what excited them and what disappointed them and what frustrated them. That's the kind of art that really gets me excited. So this is one of those plays that will leave you having conversations as you're walking out the door.
Well, and I know I've seen The Christmas Carol numerous amounts of times. And each time I attend that show, there's always something that I take away from it that I hadn't thought about before. So even if it's a show that you've seen before, you know, there's always a new take on it and a new spin.
Yeah, I mean that, and that's a whole different kind of experience that's just rooted in joy and love, and I think nostalgia for a lot of people. So we're all really excited to be bringing it back. We had 1 year off from Christmas Carol when we were renovating, and so coming back and being able to do it again and bring it back to the community that loves it is really, really exciting.
So is this the first year that it's been back?
It is, and it's the new adaptation. From our artistic director, Blake Robison, and he's directing. I think the whole team is incredibly excited to bring this experience back to our patrons.
I don't think I realized that it was gone last year.
We did kind of a substitute event called the Fezziwig Party, where we just hosted an interactive party from the Fezziwig, so kind of a mini version of Christmas Carol, but we'll be back to the full thing this year.
Full Christmas Carol. All right, everyone, December 9th.
We look forward to having everybody there.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us here on Radio Reading Services, and we look forward to having you back again at some point.
Thank you again for having me. I look forward to it.
All right.